They got her real scared, Mrs. Goggle. She looks down at the pot again and back up to Mrs. Goggle. Can you really see? I expect you've got things to marinate, said Mrs. Goggle. Yeah. Mrs. Pleasant backed out, but with reluctance. Then she halted. Mrs. Pleasant, at rest, was not easily moved again until she wanted to be. That Lilith woman says she can see the whole world in mirrors, she said, in slightly accusing tones. Mrs. Goggle shook her head. All anyone gets in a mirror is themselves, she said, but what you get in a good gumbo is everything. Mrs. Pleasant nodded. This was a well-known fact. She couldn't dispute it. Mrs. Goggle shook her head sadly when the cook had gone. A voodoo woman was reduced to all sorts of stratagems in order to appear knowing, but she felt slightly ashamed of letting an honest woman believe that she could see the future in a pot of gumbo, because all you could see in a pot of Mrs. Goggle's gumbo was that the future certainly contained a very good meal. She'd really seen it in a bowl of jambalaya she'd prepared earlier. Magrat lay with the wand under her pillow. She wobbled gently between sleep and wakefulness. Certainly she was the best person for the wand. There was no doubt about that. Sometimes, and she hardly dared give the thought headroom when she was under the same roof as Granny Weatherwax, she really wondered about the other's commitment to witchcraft. Half the time, they didn't seem to bother. Take medicine, for an example. Magrat knew she was much better than them at herbs. She'd inherited several large books on the subject from Goody Wemper, her predecessor in the cottage, and had essayed a few tentative notes of her own as well. She could tell people things about the uses of devil's bit scabious that would interest them so much they'd rush off, presumably, to look for someone else to tell. She could fractionally distill and double distill and do things that meant sitting up all night watching the colour of the flame under the retort. She worked at it. Whereas Nanny just tended to put a hot poultice on everything and recommend a large glass of whatever the patient liked best on the basis that since you were going to be ill anyway, you might as well get some enjoyment out of it. Magrat forbade her patients alcohol because of what it did to the liver. If they didn't know what it did to the liver, she spent some time telling them. And Granny, she just gave people a bottle of coloured water and told them they felt a lot better. And what was so annoying was that they often did. Where was the witchcraft in that? With a wand, though, things could be different. You could help people a lot with a wand. Magic was there to make life better. Magrat knew this in the pink fluttering boudoir of her heart. She dipped under the surface of sleep again. And there was an odd dream. She never mentioned it to anyone afterwards because, well, you didn't. Not things like that. But she thought she'd got up in the night, awakened by the silence, to get some more air. And as she passed the mirror, she saw a movement in it. It wasn't her face. It looked a lot like Granny Weatherwax. It smiled at her, a much nicer and friendlier smile than she'd ever got from Granny, Magrat recalled, and then vanished, the cloudy silver surface closing over it. She hurried back to bed and awoke to the sound of a brass band engaged in unrelenting oompa. People were shouting and laughing. Magrat got dressed quickly, went out into the corridor, and knocked on the door of the older witch's. There was no reply. She tried the handle. After she'd rattled it a couple of times, there was a thump, as the chair wedged under the handle on the other side, the better to deter ravishers, burglars, and other nocturnal intruders, fell over. Granny Weatherwax's boots protruded from under the covers at one end of the bed. Nanny Ogg's bare feet, Nanny being something of a nighttime revolver, were beside them. Faint snores rattled the jug on the washbasin. These were no longer the full-nosed roars of a quick 40 winks catnapper, but the well-paced growls of someone who intends to make a night of it. Magrat knocked on the sole of Granny's boot. Hey, wake up! Something's going on! Granny Weatherwax waking up was quite an impressive sight, and one not seen by many people. Most people on waking up accelerate through a quick, panicky, pre-conscious check-up. Who am I? Where am I? Who is he? She? Good God, why am I cuddling a policeman's helmet? What happened last night? And this is because people are riddled by doubt. It is the engine that drives them through their lives. It is the elastic band in the little model aeroplane of their soul. And they spend their time winding it up until it knots. Early morning is the worst time. There's that little moment of panic in case you have drifted away in the night and something else has moved in. This never happened to Granny Weatherwax. She went straight from fast asleep to instant operation on all six cylinders.